Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's hard to believe, but the Republicans look like they're about to fold again. They talk tough, but they don't act tough. It's incredible. Look at what's going on. It's called El Foldo. They are going to do something with the debt ceiling. They could negotiate so strong. They could negotiate so powerfully right now. They're losing all their chips, just like they did in December. They call it the lame duck session, where they gave Obama everything he wanted, and frankly, they had all the cards. Right now, they have all the cards, and they're going to give up their hand. I don't believe what's going on, and that's one of the reasons I'm so disgusted with them.
El Foldo Moldo, Donald Trump weighing in on the battle of the budget, and that's where we start this hour. A lot of opinions and strong ones here. If you have strong opinions, it's 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here, starting out with talk host Mandy Connell on the countdown. In this program, we solicit and sometimes just take bits and pieces of programs that we monitor, so you'll know what the general consensus is around the country on the issues that maybe you're hearing just discussed on your local program, not nationally syndicated programs, but local shows like this one, Mandy Connell with Senator Mitch McConnell about the proposal to raise the debt ceiling and the negative response it's getting from her listeners.
So I'm getting a lot of email. People are not crazy about this. I'm not going to lie. Let me get right to the questions. This is this is political strategery. But is there another option? I mean, that's my big thing is I don't like this, but I can't think of a better plan.
You said people don't like it. You're leaving out a lot of people. The Wall Street Journal editorial page, the most influential conservative editorial page in the world, thinks it's a good idea. Look, it's not my first choice. My first choice, obviously, would be to get this liberal president to cut spending. But I refuse to be a party to having the Republican Party become the tax collector for the welfare state. We're not going to – that's one option. He's trying to entice us into raising taxes. Or his second choice would be to get us to accept some kind of package that's basically smoke and mirrors and have kind of a bipartisan conspiracy to act like it did something when it didn't. Look, I've been in enough discussions now on a daily basis since Sunday with these folks to know that the president is not going to do the kind of spending reduction package that I had hoped we might do. And I think what we're learning here is there's some problems, some difficulty associated with only controlling one-third of the government. The Democrats have the Senate. They have the White House. We control a third of the government. So given a choice between a bad deal and avoiding default, I choose to avoid default. And let me tell you why. If we were to go into default, as the Wall Street Journal editorial page points out today, the practical effect of that would be to allow the president to make us co-owners of a bad economy. Co-owners of a bad economy. It's taken 2.5 years for the public to blame this president for the economy and not the last president. The president now owns the economy. I refuse to be a part of a strategy that makes us co-owners of a bad economy going into the 2012 election. Now, that is a very political answer, and the reason it is because my first choice is not going to be met in all likelihood. It's still a possibility, but not likely, that we're going to get the kind of spending reduction package that we can be proud of. Failing that, then I choose to make him own the debt ceiling increase 100%, and under this proposal, he will ask for it, and all Republicans in the House and Senate, I would predict, will vote against it. He will get the debt ceiling increase because it's important that the country not default for the first time in its history, but no Republicans will vote for it.
You're getting a little bit of flack from within your own party, from Congressman Ron Paul. He said this is DOA. It's an abdication of the responsibility of Congress. How do you respond to that?
Well, there are always differences of opinion among Republicans. I mean, there are even some Republicans who think it's a good idea to go into default. You know, we tried a version of that with the government shutdown in 1995 when Newt Gingrich was Speaker, and, you know, Bill Clinton got a second term. I don't think that's a smart strategy. I don't think it's good for the country, and I don't think it's good for Republicans.
Not good for Republicans. How about you? You a Republican? Are you standing with Mitch McConnell on this or not? 800-510-8255. In Cleveland, host Mike Trevisano, disgusted on the air by the way politicians in general are dealing with this matter.
What happened to this country? How did we get to this point? I mean, I just don't understand how such a powerful and such a lucrative country could just disintegrate right before our very eyes. How in the hell could this country be? Think about this for a minute. When you say these numbers, I don't think the average person, I know I can't. You can't even comprehend this. $14 trillion. Do you know what $14 trillion is? You can't, I don't think the budget could ever be balanced once you get that fire in the hole and still run the country at the way the country needs, at the level the country needs to be run at. I mean, just look at the cockamamie wars we're in. Look at the money we just give away, the billions and billions of dollars to other countries. Look at the scamming of the tax dollars within the United States of America. Look at the last year, $17 billion, just last year, was scammed in this country from unemployment services. In other words, people collecting unemployment that were working. $17 billion. Just, I know that's just a drop in the bucket, this $14 trillion, but that's just one little concept, unemployment for 1 year. Obviously, if you know that $17 billion is being scammed, why don't you do something about it and make those people pay back? Here, those people are double dipping. They're working and collecting unemployment. So obviously, if they're doing both, they can pay it back. I mean, that's just, I mean, I just don't get, see, everything is done in this country for votes, votes, and more votes. Even if they know it's wrong and it's going to hurt the country, the Republicans will do it to get votes, the Democrats will do it to get votes.
You know, I don't often agree with Mike Trevisano, but that treatise, that presentation, that overview was so right on. We are involved in stupid, meaningless wars and continue to drain at the cost of millions of dollars a day. And there is so much scamming going on because of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. What do you say? What do you do? Why do you let them get away with it? You are the problem. You have to be. If you're not rising up in some sort of challenge to the status quo, and they're not dealing with this fairly. Anybody with any common sense knows that we waste tremendous amount. You just stop the stupid wars and get to the fraud and the waste and the corruption. You don't have to have a tax increase, and you don't need to up the debt ceiling because you've taken care of the problem. What in the name of heavens is the matter with you? 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook as well. You can get all the info. The listen box is prominently located at DougStephan.com.
Why just eat when you can eat and play? Head to Dave & Buster's for our Eat and Play combo. For just $15.99, you get a $10 game card and your choice of one of eight tempting entrees. Let loose on cutting-edge games like Guitar Hero and Time Crisis. Then dig into unbelievably tasty entrees like our famous Blackjack Chicken or Philly Cheesesteak. The $15.99 Eat and Play combo, only at Dave & Buster's. Eat and Play combo available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Pricing varies in select locations.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800. 800- 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What ideas do you have to fix this problem? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Keith Larson with Fred Barnes from the Weekly Standard focusing on the Republicans and the noise they're making, but not actually taking any action.
On the raising the debt limit, and Mitch McConnell, and I don't know, he's talking about something that would only require a one-third vote. Maybe it shouldn't. Should it even require a vote at all? Again, seven times during the Bush years, on up till where the debt moved into the $10 trillion plus level, seven times it was raised under George W. Bush, and I don't remember any kind of a showdown or swirl like this. So in a way, I mean, I don't like the debt, but in a way, you know, the dancing around over the debt limit is sort of a contrivance.
Well, it is, in the sense that in the past, you're right, of course, in those seven times in the Bush years, no one had tried to attach anything to it. In other words, spending cuts. The public, as we know from the 2010 election and continued polling, actually wants. And Republicans thought, still controlling only the House of Representatives and not the Senate or the White House, thought they could use the leverage from the debt limit vote to get these spending cuts. Well, it looks like they've been certainly out-demagogued by the Obama White House and out-maneuvered. I think one other thing, what Obama needs to worry about, and I don't think he does, is that he... If he gets a debt limit increase, which I think he will one way or another, and Republicans either acquiesce or, look, many of them aren't going to vote for it in any case, but it passes, then it's his. That $2.4 or $5 trillion, which he wants to borrow between now and the end of 2012, it's all his doing. And he will not have what he, look, Keith, behind the whole strategy of the Obama White House, is a mechanism or a means or something to blame Republicans and conservatives for the bad economy. In other words, the president would like a default for a while, where and then he could say after that, well, that blame them for the lack of jobs, slow economic growth, and everything else.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Are you tired of politicians sticking their head in the sand, avoiding a discussion on the debt issue? Our discussion here is about the budget and the debt and what Talk Radio folks are saying. They're talking to congressmen and that sort of thing. Here's Brooke Baldwin speaking with Congressman Paul Brown of Georgia, who thinks the president is using scare tactics to advance his agenda.
The president's now saying he cannot guarantee the payment of those checks by that August 2nd deadline, whether you believe the date or not. Do you believe, sir, that that's simply a tactic to come out and say that it's a tactic to scare the American people?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. This is about scare tactics. We heard it during the TARP, as well as the stimulus bill promotion that the president did. And it's nothing but scare tactics, trying to scare the senior citizens of this country, as well as everybody. In fact, we hear that from the president on the Ryan budget plan. So it's just politics as usual. And American people deserve better than that. We've got to start dealing with this debt, this $14.3 trillion debt that we have on the books now, if you even believe that number, which I'm not sure is factual. It's just unsustainable as a nation. We have to start paying down the debt.
So far I'm hearing you say we're not so sure about the deadline, although that is what Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, has given, August 2nd. We're not sure about that debt number. Let me ask you, let me give you a hypothetical. Let's talk about taxes, and I want to throw out a hypothetical that perhaps will resonate with our viewers. Here it is. Let's say Mr. and Mrs. Smith or Mr. and Mrs. Jones, they decide they're working too hard. They need a break. They need more time with the family. So what do? They cut their hours. They do make less money, but they keep the two cars, they keep the mortgage, keep the kids in private school, keep taking those family vacations. So surprise, surprise, they find themselves in debt. Now, wouldn't you say, Congressman Brown, would you say to Mr. and Mrs. Jones, you need to get off your duffs, get back to work, earn more money, more revenue in order to pay their debts?
Absolutely. In fact, that's what a business has to do. In fact, I introduced a bill, it's H.R. 2409, that would actually reduce the debt ceiling down to $13 trillion by October the 1st of this year. And the point of that is just to start focusing on, we've got to pay down the debt. In fact, if a business gets overextended, as the federal government already is, then what do? The first thing that they do is they lower their borrowing limit. Then they start finding ways of paying off the debt. Then the next thing that they do is look at the expenditures that they're going, that they have, and start cutting their expenses, which means cut all the outflow of their funds, and then they start looking at how to bring funds in. Now, here in Washington, the Democrats say we need to bring in funds by increasing taxes, but that's actually a tax on jobs and would tax away jobs. We just need more taxpayers to bring in more funds, and then we need to look at the assets that the federal government has and that
Congressman
are not
Brown,
needed and start selling those.
Let me come in.
Sure.
You mentioned taxes. Of course they need to cut expenses, as you mentioned, with the hypothetical and also talking about our nation, our debt, but mustn't they also raise more money? How can we do that without collecting more taxes?
Well, Marco Rubio said just a day or two ago that what we need to do is not raise taxes, but raise more taxpayers. And Senator Rubio is absolutely correct in that. We need to have more people going to work with good paying jobs so they pay more taxes. What we have to do is get the regulatory burden and tax burden off of business and industry, the job creators, so that we can get this economy going again.
Get the economy going again. Let's see how we do that. Thomas in Memphis, KWAM, what's your suggestion, sir?
My suggestion is pretty much like the last gentleman, except for one thing. When they started NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, we had people with their companies leave America and taking all those jobs away. But the problem with that is that the government subsidize your tax dollar and my tax dollar paid for their move so they could send their products back to us.
All right, so what do we do?
Well, we put an embargo on them sending their products back into America unless they come back and bring jobs, have the tax base by having jobs here in America. The North American Free Trade Agreement was the worst thing that ever happened to us, competing with people in Japan that don't even want a wage for their
work.
But
the reality is that that's the way it is around the world, and we are a global economy, like it or lump it. Your suggestion is one that resonates with a lot of people, but it doesn't have reality attached to it, sadly. It is too bad it's gone as far as it has. More coming up on this and the presidential race next up here on The Countdown.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither rain nor snow nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgranger.com or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoes.com. www.hardshoes.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Coast to coast. 33 minutes after the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen. Continuing with our focus on the budget and the debt ceiling, do you think there are any new angles here? Have any new ideas? The discussion, I think earlier in the week, was kind of pedantic, boring, if you will. And a lot of people aren't engaging. But now that the Mitch McConnell thing has surfaced, there are a lot of people who think it's a sellout. Where are we? One of the hosts we had earlier, if you didn't hear it, talked about how we are involved in these stupid wars, the way we're being scammed, our tax money going down the drain. What do we do about that? 800-510-8255. Buddy listens in Wilmington, North Carolina to the countdown.
Hey, Doug. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I was just wondering why no one's really focused on the fair tax. With all this stuff going on with the budget and everything else.
Because it is an idea that takes these people out of their comfort zone. Because with the fair tax or the national sales tax, value-added tax, they lose their control of you.
Right.
If you
okay.
look at if the way the IRS is any indication, the way they operate, any indication of how government controlled, I have not seen anything better. They legislate how you buy your house. They legislate how you buy your car, legislate how you buy your clothing. Everything you buy is legislated, if you will, and or controlled by IRS rules and regulations. If those were gone, and there are plenty of other things that are part of the regs as well, that legislate, that force you into doing certain things if you want to get the credits. And so this is their way in a very strong sense, and it's been this way since the tax was enacted in 1913. It is societal control that politicians seek, bureaucrats have, because of this tax.
It would be a lot simpler America without the IRS.
It would be a lot better America. Take the latest example of that kid, what's his name, Lopez, who caught the ball. And then threw it back at the Yankees game, or gave it back, the 3,000th hit over this past weekend, Derek Jeter.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankees gave him a lot of $50,000, $60,000 worth of things thanking him for giving the ball back. And what does the IRS do? They're not even, the conversation isn't even over yet. And the IRS says, well, I think you owe us $14,000 in taxes, which, of course, the kid doesn't have.
Right.
And whether the Yankees take care of that or not, it's not the point. They have more ways of screwing things up, of throwing cold water on something which, in this circumstance, a lot of people in our country felt really good about what this kid did. And the IRS came in and completely destroyed the enthusiasm, because that's the way that agency works, the way those people think. They're there to get stuff that is none, they have no claim. Why would they have, why should they have claim to what this kid did? This is sick.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right, buddy. 800-510-8255. Here's radio man Kevin Wall with Congressman Mike Conaway of Texas about what he thinks it'll take to get this deal done.
What will it take to get a deal?
Well, that's the $64 bazillion question. The 240 House Republicans, there are probably 240 ideas as to what that ought to look like. My preference would be a balanced budget amendment, caps on spending, significant cuts that address entitlement. I mean, there's a laundry list of things that ought to be in the deal. And, you know, some combination of those will be what 218 members of the House will vote for. My personal opinion, it should not include any tax increases, either outright tax increases or disguised tax increases that that may get played on us. So my sense from my colleagues are that nothing's being talked about right now is you know, something we would all support at this stage.
Democrats are talking about cuts to Medicare and to Social Security. In your view, is that off the table?
Oh, heavens no. If your budget is one-third discretionary spending and two-thirds entitlement spending, and then the bulk of the entitlement spending is Social Security and Medicare, you can't meaningfully address our financial circumstances that we find ourselves in and continue to ignore the dire consequences of the promises that we've made to future generations that simply cannot be afforded. We have to go about the very difficult business of renegotiating Medicare and Social Security for folks under a certain age. This whole issue is being played by the folks who don't want to do anything and trying to scare seniors. If you're above 55, if you're 55 and older, we've made these promises. We ought to keep those promises. Inherent in that statement, though, is the renegotiation that will have to be done to Medicare, as an example, that will allow us to keep the promises to folks above 55 and then keep that the new renegotiated promise to folks under 54. So they have to be on the table.
800-510-8255. The president's playing in this. Status of the budget talks are a discussion. Congressmen and women huffing and puffing, Social Security and Medicare on the table. What does it take to get the deal done? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Hello to our listeners in Washington, Boston, Detroit, Miami, Seattle, Phoenix, Minneapolis, San Diego, Denver, Tampa, St. Louis, Baltimore. These areas buzzing now. This thing is heating up, as it well should. Here's Bob Franz with somebody who's an important player in all this, Senator Jim DeMint.
Senator, on the debt ceiling debate now, you said earlier this week that based on what you see around the country, not only are the individuals, Republicans, who support raising the debt ceiling that includes a tax increase gone, but that you could set the Republican Party back many, many years. Could you explain on that?
Well, if Republicans vote for an increase in the debt limit without substantial cuts in spending and without giving the states the right to determine whether or not we should have a balanced budget, I think Americans will revolt. And I think we'll lose what gains that we had last time. And, I mean, this is a pretty common sense idea. We're in debt up to our ears. We've got to cut spending. And now is the time to do it. And we need to leverage this debt ceiling debate into passing a balanced budget amendment and sending it to the states. That's not too much to ask. But if Republicans cave this time, I'm afraid all of those who elected us last November are going to go looking for a third party to support
in
next year's election.
Yep, third party time. The Democrats want to tax everybody into the poorhouse. Republicans want to cut off money to widows and orphans. And so, where's the Where's the middle ground? The third party is not the Tea Party, at least not represented by Michelle Bachmann. The Tea Party ideas were great before some of the people who now are identified with the Tea Party hijacked the basic ideas. One or two ideas, taxation and spending. That's it. That's the party that wins or has influence focuses on those two. Never mind all the social foolishness. Taxes and spending. That's what you focus on. The third party wins because the Democrats and the Republicans don't get it. Here's a guy in Appleton, Wisconsin, listening to WAYY. Guy, you're on the countdown now.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, well, if you're ready for my take, I think we need to look at the model that's going on here in Wisconsin right now, which is, I'm sure you've seen it, heard it, followed it, Governor Walker coming in and doing an unprecedented budget repair bill that was fought and noses were turned up. It'll never work. Union called out all its members to, you know, come to Madison and complain. Well, anyway, the dust is settled. And now the news is coming in, and we're finding these school districts that no longer have to purchase their insurance coverage for the teachers from a organization called WEAC, are finding that one particular school district, Kaukauna, reported that because of this new right to do business, they are going to go from a, I think it's a $300,000 deficit to a $1.5 million surplus this year alone. Yeah. And if you look at the numbers, all they did was they increased the amount that the teachers have to pay towards their health care by 2.6%. They went from 10 to 12.5%, and they increased the amount they have to pay towards their pension from 0 to, I think it's 5.5% or 4.5%. Those little tiny incremental changes made that big of a change in the overall number. So I think you need more mavericks like this guy that'll step in, take a chance, you know, take the death threats and take the booze, and, you know, the end result is we're healing. We are healing over here.
And in Ohio, Kasich is trying to do more or less the same thing and having the same sort of success, latent a bit because the Wisconsin thing started first. But in most areas of the country, the things that happen in Wisconsin are embraced by many, if not most people, not all, because as you suggested, the unions are getting all fired up about this. But there is a reality that isn't being dealt with by the people in the public sector, and it's time that they woke up like the rest of us have had to. Thank you, sir. That was an excellent call. 800-510-8255. Before we secure this discussion and move on into the presidential race for the time that remains, think about this. In talking about these wasteful wars and how much money you and I are spending in the billions, the things that our troops are asked to do, being involved in the drug wars, being involved in outreach efforts, being involved in countries around the world where we may or may not discuss and agree that we have a place. There are 56,000 troops still stationed in Germany. 10,000 of our troops are stationed in Italy. How about some of the other places around the world? South Korea and Japan. 63,000 American troops. In Iraq and Afghanistan, 176,450 combat-deployed troops. The war chest is in the billions. We spend about two-thirds as much on our military as we did during the peak years of World War II. Imagine that. How much money was spent in Korea, Vietnam, in the Gulf Wars? Necessary? Yes or no? 800-510-8255. You know who the biggest beneficiary? Remember the discussion about the military and beware the military and industrial complex. What happens? Last year, contracts with military forces netted Lockheed Martin $32.6 billion. Let me repeat that. Contracts with the U.S. military last year netted Lockheed Martin, $32.6 billion. Northrop Grumman, $19 billion. Raytheon, $15 billion. General Dynamics, $14 billion. United Technologies, $8 billion. Billions. Billions spent on these big corporations, troops in Russia, Australia, the Netherlands, China, Canada. Why? Why do we have soldiers in France, Great Britain? Why? Peru, Colombia, Honduras. Never mind the troops in Cuba at Guantanamo. Why do we have all of these troops placed in all of these places? And why are these corporations making so much money? Nobody's discussing that at all in the presidential race or in the budget topic. The budget is the big deal now. We'll deal with the presidential race as we have time remaining here in this hour of the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and be book smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be book smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-263-1149. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-263-1149. 888-263-1149. That's 888-263-1149.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Why just eat when you can eat and play? Head to Dave & Buster's for our Eat & Play combo. For just $15.99, you get a $10 game card and your choice of one of eight tempting entrees. Let loose on cutting-edge games like Guitar Hero and Time Crisis. Then dig into unbelievably tasty entrees like our famous Blackjack Chicken or Philly Cheesesteak. The $15.99 Eat and Play Combo, only at Dave and Buster's. Eat and Play Combo available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Pricing varies in select locations.
Where do we find effective leadership? That question may be coming into your mind, so we'll have a chance to listen to a little bit more about those who would be king, if you will, or those who would be president as the presidential race is up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview first of the Iowa Republican Presidential Caucus Survey, which is out this week. The Magellan Data and Mapping Strategy Company releasing the results of the survey of 1,000 likely Iowa Republicans. Survey finds Michelle Bachmann in the lead with 29%. Nearest challenger is Mitt Romney with 16%. Tim Pawlenty and Herman Cain have 8%. Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich have 5% support. Rick Santorum has 3%. And the rest of them are all trailing there. So what do you make of that? 800-510-8255. Here's Chuck Todd speaking to Jonathan Rauch from the National Journal about what he, Rauch, refers to as the freshness test for candidates, the way every candidate basically has a sell-by date, after which voters just don't care anymore.
Tell me about the freshness test when it comes to running for president.
It's simple. It's amazingly robust since at least the time of Teddy Roosevelt, Chuck. No one gets elected president in America who needs more than 14 years to become either vice president or president from first major election. Major election means governor or senator because no one gets elected from the House with the one exception of Garfield, which means there's a 14-year sell-by date. If you've been around more than 14 years
in one of these major posts,
in one of these major jobs,
and it's winning it, not just running and losing, but winning it.
It's first election to one of those two jobs. You got a 14-year clock going. The only exception is if you're vice president, the clock stops while you're vice president.
Because you are sort of sitting there already in, and you've already won your national election. And very quickly, this wasn't your original idea. You had an anonymous source for
now
that.
You can be told
who is the
deep throat on the 14-year test. John McConnell, a speechwriter for President Bush at the time, who couldn't take credit.
And he
now it can be told.
And you did all the research and went back and find. All right, so let's look at the current field. Here are all the candidates that we've got in here. You know, the Romney, Pawlenty, Bachmann, Huntsman, Gingrich, Santorum, Paul, Johnson, Romer, and Cain. So There's a couple of things. There's the inexperience. So there's a minimum standard. It's not just a right pass. So what is the minimum standard here?
You've got to have some political experience unless you have won World War II or the Civil War. If you've got 0 years behind you, if you're Herman Cain, for example, or Alan Keyes, you're out.
And you don't count House. Service in the House.
I don't count House because no one gets elected from that. For whatever reason, the public does not seem to regard a House career, however long, as a qualification for president.
Using this test, that crosses out Bachman, Paul, and Kane. So what does that leave? Romney, Pelosi, Huntsman, Gingrich, Santorum, Johnson, and Romer. Now, who doesn't pass the test? The 14 years. In this case, the stale candidates are Gingrich, Santorum, Gary Johnson, and Buddy Romer. Now, we counted Gingrich because you feel like Speaker of the House qualifies in the same way being a mayor qualifies.
Yeah, I think so. We don't really have a test of that, but give him the benefit of the doubt on that. But even the Speaker of the House, he's stale. 18 years. Sorry, Mr. Gingrich.
Well, that just leaves Romney, Pelosi, and Huntsman. So by your theory, only one of those three guys is fresh enough in the announced field to be elected president.
It's a very small field when you look at the freshness test.
And so Mitt Romney ran for the U.S. Senate in 1994, but by losing it, his clock just didn't tick until 2002.
Losing doesn't start you. You don't get stale until you get in there.
And so at this point, so 2002, we're up to year nine. Does this mean this is Romney's last shot at the White House?
No, Romney's, of course, 10 years in 2012. He could run again in 2016.
And still technically make it.
Technically, he could make it. He's still pretty fresh.
But Huntsman is probably the guy who's not quite as ripe now, but more ripe in 4 years by your test.
Exactly. Huntsman has until 2018. But Romney's an interesting combination because he's a front runner. He's got experience, but not too much experience. It's a pretty good place to be.
Wow. Pretty interesting, huh? Here's Sean Rima on his program talking about Ron Paul's fundraising efforts.
Ron Paul, why should I want Ron Paul to be the president of anything? Why make the case? Why Ron Paul? He's raised a crap load of money. $4.5 million. I got this from the state column today. $4.5 million during the second quarter of 2011. He is ahead of Tim Pawlenty and the guy from Utah, John Huntsman. And he's got, you know, Ron Paul's been doing this thing. It's called, they're called money bombs. And I guess it's some kind of internet thing where, you know, he tries to raise as much money as he can in 24 hours. Last week, he tried to raise $5 million ahead of this past Friday. And I didn't quite make it there, but according to ABC News, it's $4.5 million is what he brought in, I think, in like 24 hours.
There's a lot of money in all this. That's exasperating, too, isn't it, huh? How much money? I'm not talking about Ron Paul. I'm talking about what President Obama's brought in already in funding and some of the major Republicans. Oh, well, that's it for time on today's edition of the Talk.